Track 6, Learning Helplessness. In the previous track, we discussed specific interventions to assist your battered client in unraveling her feeling of guilt specific to her children. Now, let's take a look at how your battered client's learned helplessness creates failure expectancy. I have found, most probably like you, that the social learning theory model of learned helplessness helps to explain the process of battered women victimization. Do you agree? Marianne, a 37-year-old housewife, stated, "My husband nearly beat me to death in my own living room." Here's a brief review of the framework of Marianne's thoughts. Think of ways in which the following three components of Marianne's learned helplessness applies to your Marianne that you may be currently treating. Learned helplessness component number one, stimulus, response, outcome connections. As you are aware, according to the principle of reinforcement, battered women change or adapt to the way they respond to the batterer. They adapt as each violent episode increases in intensity. Their adaptation is an attempt to try to change the outcome. Thus, Marianne would script a predetermined response in order to change the outcome of Matt's battering. Her predetermined response provided her with a sense of control. If Marianne feared that a situation would result in a certain outcome, she would change her response, thus thinking she would produce a different outcome. For example, Marianne believed that her husband Matt was especially violent when he first came home from work. She stated, "In the beginning, I would be sitting on the couch watching TV when Matt first came home from work. He would yell and throw things at me. He would say I was lazy and living off of his working himself to death in the factory. So I thought that if I was up on my feet and making dinner or cleaning the house when he came home, that maybe he would actually smile and kiss me." Once Marianne made the stimulus-response connection, she hoped her response would change the outcome. How is your Marianne making this connection between the stimulus, the response, and the outcome of their abuser? Learned helplessness component number two, realization of loss of control. Over time, once Marianne's sense of self-control was shattered, she became devastated, despondent, and had suicidal ideations. Eventually, Marianne began to realize that no matter what she did or didn't do, sooner or later, Matt would get angry, explode, and strike out at her. After making the stimulus-response-outcome connection just mentioned, Marianne experienced a realization of her loss of control. Marianne began to distance herself further from her family and friends. She didn't want them to know how out of control her life was. She felt guilty about not being, as she put it, the wife Matt wanted her to be. Marianne knew her family would encourage her to leave. She stated, "I just cut myself off. I didn't feel that I deserved their pity about it, and their pity about how I have totally lost control of my life." Thus, component number two is realization of the loss of control, which may lead to distancing from sources of support. Learned helplessness component number three is learning to be helpless. Learned helplessness leads to living a helpless life. Have you found, like I, that there are different levels of learned helplessness that women in general learn from their interactions as a traditional female? How do these learned helplessness roles of stereotypical behavior enter into the thinking of a current battered client you are treating? I have found that once a battered woman believes that she is helpless, that belief becomes her reality. She does indeed become passive, submissive, and helpless. Marianne stated, "All of the things I did around the house didn't matter to Matt. He would still slap or sock me in the arm whenever he felt like it. But I figured I deserved it." After making the stimulus-response-outcome connection and realizing her loss of control, Marianne reached the third component of learning to be helpless, and the powerhouse three of helplessness took over. What are the powerhouse three that occur once learned helplessness is firmly entrenched? They are acquiring, thinking, and behaving, and will be discussed on the next track. Question number 6. What are the three components of learned helplessness a battered woman may experience?